How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing good, Baltimore. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just on Alabama. Just want to pass the pen, coming live with a coworker of mine, Eric, brother from South Florida. He just had some good points on some different things. And we were talking about liquid gold as far as how easy it is for the black man money to go into businesses or anyone else except itself. Exactly. And we call it liquid gold because it's gold, but it's liquid because we pour it out so easily. And the brother understood me well, and then he spoke on things concerning us being the chosen one. And I just wanted to take a second out for you to hear Brother Eric and his response, or his evaluation about us being the chosen one. Could you please speak, brother?
So it goes back about, like, I'll say, before Jesus was even roamed this earth.
So we're talking about AC?
Yeah.
That's BC, before Christ, as they say.
Yeah, before Christ, exactly. And we were called the Israelites.
The Israelites, okay.
The Israelites, right?
Hebrew?
Yeah, Hebrew, the Israelites, the chosen ones.
The chosen one.
And God told us because we disobeyed him and we went against him that he will sell us into slave to
Correct.
Our own people.
Man.
And he said he'll do that 400 years.
Wow.
And if you look back into history about slavery, that's been going on 400 years plus.
Plus.
So, and the statement I'm basically trying to make is that at one point, black people, we was kings and queens at one point, Roman. God gave us, you know, he gave us the royalties, the gold, everything we wanted. But we turned against him, basically saying that, okay, these people look at us, so we might as well make our own gods and call our own self as gods and turn against the creator.
Mm.
We forgot about him. Basically, we started building all type of stuff, building statues.
I even heard someone try to build something that they feel like they could climb it or something, they could get the hill.
Yeah, I think it was like a pyramid or
Correct.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And God, what he did was he put different languages through all the people.
Correct.
So they'll be all, you know, dysfunction. Like they wouldn't continue building it. So that's when everybody went their separate ways. And then life continued. And then God seen how the world was so wicked, and that's when the Noah's Ark came.
Okay.
And flood earth. And then now everything is brought up to this day. But Jesus, God brought Jesus down here to save us. Not only just the black people, everybody.
Everybody.
Exactly.
For the redemption of our sins.
Exactly, for the redemption of our sins.
Brother Eric, I didn't want to interject. You was explaining so well, but without interjecting, it made me have to hold on as much as I possibly could to my question.
Exactly.
You know, by allowing you to explain, because it was your time to hold the floor.
Yeah.
Brother, you said something. You said two things that stuck out to me. That's why I want to do this podcast segment with you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Your knowledge, you know what I'm saying, open up the door for this podcast segment. So chosen generation, royal priesthood. You also said that we begin to either become our own gods or make gods in a sense. And it took us from the focus on who God was. I mean, like you saying, the creation wanted to create their own gods.
Exactly.
Instead of being comfortable with just happy to serve and praise and reverence, you know, bring glory to our Creator.
Exactly.
So by us being disobedient, now I've heard this a million times in my life, Eric, like my whole life growing up in Alabama.
Yeah.
Every day I'm hearing about Jesus, every day I'm hearing about sins.
Exactly. Me too. Exactly.
You know, wrong.
I grew up in a religious home
where you always was hearing about sin, Christ, salvation.
Right.
Grew up in church as well.
Exactly.
Okay. So you find yourself in church on Sundays, maybe sometimes on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Possibly at times where you ain't even want to be there, but your parents.
Yeah, just brought you there.
They just brought you there.
Yeah, exactly.
So it sounded like we were going to church against our will, but they were taking us because they knew that our mind was strong enough to understand, except that they wanted us to be here so we can have an understanding of what was going on.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, brother, because I do, as your times going back and forth to church, modern day church, you were enhanced and learned more about the things of God, Christ, Hebrew?
I mean, yeah, but then again, not really, because, you know, as us being kids, we're not really paying attention to, you know, the gospel, what the preacher and stuff like that. You know, it's a lot of controversies in those churches.
Correct.
So the thing about it is, you really got to get knowledge on your own. You got to go forth on your own.
Instead of show thyself approved, as the scripture say,
be
a workman who need not to be ashamed, right? Divine the word of truth.
And the scripture also says, the one who seek will find. So you gotta really seek
God,
and then you'll find him.
Mm.
But the thing is, though, we already found by God.
Correct.
He's in us.
Correct. So, and that's what I wanted to go to, bro. God is within.
Exactly.
As it said, the kingdom is within. So man, he comes sometimes I better looking within himself to find himself, not looking on all the things that are mainly made by man. You know, the things that are mainly distracting me. The things I'm running to that after they beat me up or run out and I feel empty spiritually, now I'm doing what? Some say run back to God, but am I running back to God? Am I running back to myself? I'm running back to the God in me, the kingdom that's within.
Right. Your temple.
The temple. Everything. That's why you feel like they call it temple on the side of your head.
Right.
Because those are your temples, because within, this is the kingdom.
Yeah, your lenses.
Your lenses.
They also get spiritual.
Correct.
Spiritual discernment.
What about the third eye?
Third eye, nah.
You ain't dealing with it?
Nah, that's, see, those type of things, a lot of people get that mixed up. With like, the third eye, okay, let me explain. So,
break it down, brother.
With that third eye situation, that's when Satan comes to play.
That's when Satan comes in.
Trying to deceive people, make them think that, oh, the third eye, that's like seeing spiritually. Mm. You know, because you got to remember, Satan was also the right man of God. Like, well, I'm not going to say right man,
they called him Lucifer from what I hear.
Satan was one of God, you know.
Angels.
He was
correct.
One of his best angels.
Correct.
God, beautiful angel. You got to understand, Satan is want to be a copy image of God. He want to be like God. So he do everything like God, parentheses, like God, but in a different way.
This guy got to be cool if Satan want to be like God, and if God made us, but at the same time, we want to kick against this God. This God must be a strong being.
Powerful.
For man to believe in him.
Right.
But then go about his own way to do his own thing.
Exactly.
As if he forgot about God.
Exactly.
Brother, this just hit my mind. Brother, do you feel like if a man walks off and starts to change his outer appearance with wigs, makeup, and dresses and things, do you feel like he's forgetting who he is? He's forgetting?
Definitely. And that's when another evil spirit comes.
Correct.
Deceivement.
Right.
Make you feel like, because a lot of people that be, you know, gay type stuff.
Correct.
That's not the defining of themselves.
Correct.
That's just them getting deceived
by
spirits that they opened up, or maybe their ancestors opened up and made them think that they gay, but really they're not. It's all the mind thing.
It's all the mind.
Because you got to remember, it go way back before time when God made Adam and Eve.
Okay, in the garden.
When he told them not to eat that apple, right?
Correct.
And when they ate that apple, that's when they made another voice into their mindset.
I feel you now.
And that was Satan. That was a leeway.
The knowledge of good and evil.
Exactly.
And I think, is that meaning, brother, like every time you do something wrong in a sense, not wrong, but I think you ever heard somebody say, man, God told me to do it, and they killed somebody.
Yeah.
My cousin said, yeah, God did tell you to do it, but which God?
Exactly.
Was it God, or was it another God? Correct.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Mm.
Exactly.
Because we do hear different voices, and we have to be mature enough to discern the difference between, is this the voice of God or the voice of man? Is this the voice of reasoning? Or this just a voice?
Because we got three voices. We got our voice, we got God's voice, and then we got Satan's voice.
Okay.
Satan's voice is loud. God's voice is calm. Our voice is just our voice.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's three different voices. Because, you know, sometimes you can be doing something like, is this God telling you that?
Correct.
Or that could be yourself. But you know if it's God.
Correct.
God will touch your heart. So
right. This is a question, brother, I want to ask. As we wrap up, brother, do you feel, sir, that one of the biggest things we need in society is to be able to be not just so much taught who God is, but to be able to taught the understanding of the voice of God, the understanding of the voice of the enemy. You know, it's teaching is good. It's good to tell somebody Jesus walked on water and have faith.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't want my people perish for lack of knowledge, can they reject the knowledge? But the last thing you want is to not even have given them the knowledge to have the option to reject it or not. Because like you said, brother, I have learned a lot of knowledge and information within my own study and things I've never heard in the church.
Right.
I've never heard my parents give.
Right.
And not that they didn't know it, but maybe that was God knowing that I had to go on my own individual path to learn.
It's in you.
It's in me.
Because a lot of people, look, people don't realize, a lot of people, how can I say it? Okay, a lot of people have, how can I say it? Okay, a lot of people are not chosen.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people have a calling in life.
Okay.
So those certain people that's chosen are the ones that set their family from bondage, set their family free from
they just chose to have God's hand on their life.
Right.
Even if they don't even want his hand on their life.
Right.
You've been picking out the family. to be a vessel that I want to use exactly. as an instrument to show your family who I am.
Right.
Now, if you don't that's act good. Right, yes, now sir. You can almost make it look like I'm not who I say I exactly. am when I really am
exactly.
because you tripping because I'm trying to use you.
Exactly.
And because you're the closest reflection that some people going to see of God.
Exactly.
So they
right.
see you up there tripping. Oh, man, look at Eric. Yeah, man, I ain't yeah. believing in God.
Right.
Man, that's how God deal with a person. Why would I want to deal with God?
Exactly.
But if I see Eric getting blessed, coming up, I seeing his life changing, you know, I'm seeing him go through different things.
Right.
You know, his life is a testimony for who he is. I can look and be like, hold on, God brought Eric through that.
Right.
God will bring me through. I can look and tell God brought him. Then the testimony from Eric told me it had to be God.
It had to be God. Right, exactly. That's why you really see how, like, okay, you really see if a person really lived for God if you see how their life looks. Because God is a God about progression, not perfection, you know what I'm saying? So if a person stuck in a position for over centuries and they stuck in the same thing, in poverty, there's something wrong.
There's something going on. Something what
wrong.
Seeds are you sowing wrong to where you continue to reap this harvest
exactly.
that's not good?
Right.
Because if you reap what you sow, and so if I reap the words, if I reap to the spirit, I reap life. But if I reap to the flesh, I reap death if I sow to the flesh.
Right.
So long story short, certain people are sowing seeds without you seeing what they sowed, but you're just seeing the result in the harvest.
Right, exactly.
And now it's hard, it's easy to look at the tree and be like, how can you say you're doing A, B, C, D, but your results are?
It's not where it's at.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying? Your results is a whole nother thing. See what I'm saying? That's how you really see somebody really living for God.
Because you're going to see the fruit of God and the light of God and the peace of God.
Exactly.
You might not know that, but it's going to be something to let you know that ain't the devil. That ain't the devil in no light neither, trying to act like God. I like that.
Yeah.
Brother, as I ask anyone on my podcast, first of all, Eric from South Florida, I thank you so much for joining me on this podcast segment. My last podcast segment was in Houston, but now here we are live from Dallas. Eric, is there anything else you want to say before I wrap it up and close it out, sir?
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, walk by faith, then by sight. Live for the spirit, not for the world, you feel what I'm saying? Continue getting in that word, continue being a relationship with God, because there is a day when it's going to be judgment day, and it's either you're going to be accepted into heaven or you're not going to be accepted into heaven. You're going to go to hell. And the biggest thing that you don't want to face is that being in front of the Creator and Him saying that, I never knew you, depart from me. So y'all got to get right, man. That's it. Like I said, once again, live for the spirit, not for the flesh. So, man,
hey, as you just heard Brother Eric speak, hey, man, the Spirit led me to this brother. And I'm glad it did, because as I continue to listen to this brother has been an echo
right.
of my parents, my grandparents, and probably an echo of his own parents. He spoke very well. You know what I'm saying? He spoke very wise. You know, for me to just meet this brother out the blue. Just walked up to this brother out the blue and start conversating with him.
Exactly.
He sounds so well. I said, hey, brother, I don't even got no time, but can I run the podcast with you? Because I don't have the time always to sit and make time with everybody. So I said, I have to catch you when I see you.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I don't know when I'm going to see this brother again in passing.
Yeah,
this could have been our only opportunity.
This could be God using me divinely.
This is God using Brother Eric divinely. It's a very divine moment. I appreciate it. I felt chills and goosebumps as I asked him anything else you want to say. And what the last part he said, it's like it moved me and held more weight than the first thing you said. But that lets me know iron truly does sharpen iron.
Yes,
fellowship, brotherhood is needed. The Omega Psi Phi said friendship is essential to the soul. We all know that the Bible says let brotherly love continue.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Iron sharpen iron as brothers sharpen the countenance of one another. The brother broke down some things, you know what I'm saying, of the Hebrew faith, you know, a very open brother, you know what I'm saying. That was very beautiful. Hey, this One Passion Opinion, it's your boy Alabama. I'm about to close this thing out, man. I thank Eric one more time for being a part of this podcast segment, Let's Eat. I'm going to wrap this thing up, and hopefully I run into Eric again. You're going to hear from Eric again. Because Eric blessed me, and he blessed this podcast. And it's going to bless whoever hear it. So thank y'all for your time. Smile from ear to ear. This brother been used as a God in the kingdom. Live my spirits. I really laugh hard. Hey, y'all have a great day. Hey, man. I feel picking back on what my brother said. A time going to come. Well, God going to either let you in and know you Oh, he gonna set the bar for me. So I never knew you. And no one wants to hear that. And man, one time for the Crowell family, as we just buried our brother T Dub to watch the Crow this past weekend, asking that y'all continue to pray and seek God, man. Brother Eric just told you what time it is. I was in there too in the mix. You know, and what two of them should agree to such anything they ask for, God should be in the midst. So God was in the midst because me and this brother was asking each other questions. We was building, we was breaking down, we was chopping it up. And I can't wait for y'all to hear the next segment, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Man, y'all have a great day. Give him your blessings, Brother Eric.
God bless all y'all, man. Stay up.
Hey, man, you heard the blessing from Brother Eric. He said, man, God bless all y'all. Stay up. Hey, man, y'all have a good day, man. Tune in next time. Thank you all.
It was good doing that with you, man. Appreciate
you, brother.
You know, it's so crazy though.